Hello everyone, so today I want to briefly talk about a very interesting machlekes hapaiskim regarding the correct bracha a person should make when eating puffed wheat. So in Eretz Yisrael they call this shalva. In America, certain Rice Krispie cereals have a connection to this discussion. If you have something that is made of puffed wheat, what is the correct bracha? So, there is a rule that the Gemara Maseches Brachos teaches us, and that is that if you are kosei schita, if you take raw kernels of wheat, and you chew it, without processing it, without cooking it, without baking it, you just take them raw and you chew it, the bracha is hadama. The bracha is bayri pri hadama. However, if you subsequently cook it, you process it, you then elevate its status, and the bracha turns into mezainis. The category changes, and the bracha then is mezainis rather than hadama. If you go ahead and you take something that's from the five grains, and then you bake it into bread, so we all know that then the bracha is elevated even further, and its bracha is hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. So that's the general rule, that it starts off as a hadama. If you go ahead and you cook it, you make a cooked dish from the kernel, so then it becomes mezainis. If you bake it, it turns into something that is subject to hamoitzi. The question is, what is the halachic status of puffed wheat? What is the halachic status of puffed wheat if you take wheat and you steam it in the oven and you make it puffed, but it primarily remains intact? The kernels that were initially there still are intact, but just have been puffed out. They've been steamed. Does the halacha change, and does the bracha rather become mezainis, or does it stay subject to the bracha of hadam? So that's the question. And it's a very interesting machlekes in the paiskim. So the first maramakum, the first source that is brought down, is actually something that is cited in the Mishnah Berurah and Simin Reish Ches and Hilchos Brachos, coming from the Magen Avraham, who says that there's a very fundamental disagreement in the Rishonim between the Rambam and Rebbeinu Yonah. So this is Machlekes, the Rambam and the Rebbeinu Yonah, regarding the following case. If you have kernels, and you cook it, but you cook it in a way where the kernels will remain primarily intact. So what will change? The klipa, the outside shell of the kernel, will be removed. Husar haklipa. So the kernels will primarily stay intact, and there won't be a dramatic change in the consistency and in the smoothness of the product. Rather, the outside shell is the only thing that will fall off and disintegrate. The question is, does the bracha remain hadama, or does the bracha change to mezainis since it did endure some type of change? So this is a machlekes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah. According to the Rambam, the bracha, in fact, will change. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, the bracha won't change. It will stay hadama. So that's the machlekes between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah. And the question is, does the same halacha pertain to a person who eats puffed wheat? So over there too, the kernel remains intact, but many times the klipa will get removed. The outside shell will fall off, and things will stick together. The kernels will start sticking together, but the primary kernel will remain intact. So does the bracha change? Perhaps it should be tully. Perhaps it should be contingent on this disagreement between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. How do we pass in lahalacha regarding that machlekes? The Mishnah Berurah says that it's a suffik lahalacha. It's something that we remain with a certain degree of uncertainty. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should remove yourself from the situation of doubt, and you should only eat it b'sei chasuda. You should only eat it during the context of a meal. And says the Mishnah Berurah, anyways, you should be eating it during the context of the meal, because there's another reason for a suffik in Hilchos Brachos that arises when eating such a food, and that is based on Taisvis and Maseches Brachos, Daf Lamed Zayin. The Gemara over there says, Kaisis Chita, if you chew raw kernels, raw wheat kernels, so the bracha is hadama. You're chewing it raw, you're not cooking it, so the bracha remains hadama. What about the after bracha? What about the bracha achreina? What's the proper bracha achreina? So Taisa says that it's really a suffik, because on the one hand, you're not cooking it, so perhaps the bracha should be bayir nefashis. It should be bayir nefashis since the bracha rishena is hadamos, usually the rule is that if the bracha rishena is hadamos, the bracha achrena is bari nefashos. Or perhaps no, since over here inherently it's more prominent of a food because it's one of the five grains, it's a kernel of wheat, so perhaps it's more significant inherently, and the bracha achrena should be either alamichya or maybe a new bracha. And Rabbeinu Tam, in fact, wanted to institute a new nusach, a new text that should be recited, al hadam v'al pri hadam, because it's more significant since it's a kernel of wheat. So Taisa says that it's a suffix, and therefore you should rather eat it b'seich hasuda during a bread meal and use the birchas hamazon, the benching that will occur at the end of the bread meal in order to exempt and absolve you from getting involved in this suffix regarding the raw kernel of wheat. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, anyways, based on the suffix that we have regarding the bracha achrena, you should be eating this particular kernel that had its outer shell removed, but it primarily remained intact during the course of the meal. Anyways, you should eat it during the course of the meal because it's a suffix regarding the bracha achrena. Says the Mishnah Berurah, since this as well is a suffix, whether we pass on like Rabbeinu Yonah or the Rambam, regarding a case where the primary kernel remained intact and just the outside shell got removed, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should, in fact, avoid the suffix and only eat it during the context of the meal. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Now, when you have certain processes that take place with steaming in an oven, the Paiskim say that in many cases the bracha will certainly be, in fact, mezainis, such as the case of, let's say, Rice Krispie cakes. Because if you have something that undergoes this process, but as well has a regular bishul that takes place, then certainly it has been processed and its bracha has transformed from hadama to mezainis. So if, let's say, you have a food that first undergoes a regular cooking process, but as well, in addition to that, as well goes through this puffing process, this steaming process, then, since there as well was a regular cooking process, so its bracha certainly will change to mezainis. And therefore, if you have, let's say, a Rice Krispie cake that had to undergo the process of regular cooking, in addition to this steaming process, this puffing process, then its bracha certainly will be mezainis. The question is, what if you have puffed wheat that only went through this particular process? It went through the puffing process, it was steamed, but it didn't undergo a regular cooking. So does the bracha change to mezainis, or does the bracha remain hadamos? So this is the subject of tremendous machlokes rishonim. Some paiskim say, and the Mekar HaBracha is of the opinion, and he brings down others as well that say, that the bracha should be mezainis. The bracha should be mezainis when you have puffed wheat. Why? Number one, he says, it could be subject to the machlokes between Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rambam. So that's number one. If the outer klipa, the outer shell, gets removed, a certain part of the outside perimeter of the food gets removed during this process, so it would be subject to this machlokes. And according to some rishonim, anyways, the bracha would be mezainis. Ve'oid, adds the Makar bracha, even Rabbeinu Yonah, who holds that the bracha is hadama by the case of the outer klipa getting removed, but the primary kernel remaining intact, even he concedes in certain cases that the bracha does change to mezainis, even though the primary kernel remains intact. And that is by the case of oiris, the case of rice. Even if the outer kernel, the outer klipa, the outer shell gets removed, but the primary kernel remains intact, even in such a case, the Rabbeinu Yonah concedes to the Rambam the bracha changes to mezainis. And why is that? Because he says over there, it's considered a conventional, normal way of preparing the food and processing the food when it comes to rice to have the primary kernel remain intact and the outer shell to be removed. And since that's the normal way of processing the food, it is the equivalent of bishul, and in that case, the bracha would be mezainis according to everyone. And therefore, says the Makar Bracha, we can argue that the same thing should apply when it comes to puffed wheat. Even if you normally would hold that by merely having the shell removed, it still remains hadama since the primary kernel remains intact, like the opinion of the Rambam, or like the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah, but even Rabbeinu Yonah perhaps would concede in the case of puffed wheat, because even he concedes by rice. If it's the conventional, normal way of processing the food and preparing the food, then it would turn into something that is subject to the bracha of mezainis and not hadama, and therefore perhaps even Rabbeinu Yonah would concede that the bracha would be mezainis in our case. Everyone would agree, since it's the normal way of processing the food. In addition, he adds, the opinion of the Kesef Mishnah is that if you make the bracha of mezainis on any food, even if it's not part of the regular category of mezainis, but if it's a food that sustains you, the bracha of mezainis b'diavud would pater you, it would absolve you, and you would be yotzei with this bracha. And this applies to any food that sustains you, which is only to the exclusion of either water or salt. Water or salt don't sustain you enough, and therefore they're not included in this general rule. But normally, when it comes to the bracha of mezainis, according to many opinions, including the Kesef Mishnah, if you make a mezainis on a food that doesn't warrant the bracha of mezainis, b'diavud it paters it, because l'maisa, the text of the bracha of mezainis does help and coincides with the fact that this food sustains you, and therefore you're yaitze. Therefore, argues the Makar Bracha, even if you disagree with my arguments, b'diavad, the mezainis will pater you according to the Kesef Mishnah, and therefore you should make a mezainis on puffed wheat. Many disagree with this psak, including the Ma'adan Yashir, Ramesha Feinstein, Sechet Tzadik Levracha seems to disagree, and they seem to hold that you make Hadama on puffed wheat. You make Hadama, and the after bracha would be Bayer Nefashis. And the reason is because not necessarily does the process of puffing have the halachic significance of Bishul, and therefore it wouldn't transform the bracha from being Hadama to Mezainis, and therefore the bracha would remain Hadama. And in fact, most Paiskim seem to be inclined to Paskin like these latter paiskim, that you should make the bracha of hadama and afterwards bear nefashis when eating puff wheat, because you certainly b'diavad will be yaitzeh if you make the bracha of hadama and absolve your chiyuv of bracha on the puffed wheat. Whereas when it comes to mezainis, if you disagree with the Kesef Mishnah, which many paiskim do, then b'diavad you make the mezainis on the wrong food, you're not yaitzeh. So it's a machlekes, and many paiskim hold that on puffed wheat you should make the bracha of hadama and afterwards the bracha of bear nefashis. Have yourself a wonderful day.